Hello?
This is the confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
I've just received a call from eBay telling me that I have just made a purchase of $250-odd, and I didn't make that purchase.
Yes, sir. There is a purchase has been made, made for $299, and it's a Google Play gift card. Did you authorize this transaction?
No.
Then let me tell you, sir, then definitely it's a fraudulent charge. What is happening? Some people are misusing your information, and they are doing that. So I do believe you want to cancel this charge and block those persons as well.
Yes, I want to cancel the charge, please.
Okay. For the cancellation, I can see there is an online procedure. So could you please tell me what device are you using? Are you using an iPhone or are you using an Android phone?
At the moment, I'm using an Android phone.
Okay. Can you just put me on speaker so that I can help you out?
Just a second.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Okay. Now, on your Android phone, there will be application which says Play Store, sir. Could you please open it up? Play Store. I'm on the line.
Just a moment. Now, where do I go? I'll press over the speaker.
Yes.
My volume's really low. Volume. Is that better?
Okay, I can hear you, sir. I can hear you.
I can hear you now probably too. Now, how do I go to application?
I'll go back to your home screen. Do you know how to go back to your home screen?
Just a second. Yes, I do. Home screen. You there?
Now, over there, there is an application which says Play Store. All the apps,
Play Store.
Take your time.
I got Play Store, yes, it's coming up.
Now,
yeah.
After opening up the Play Store at the very top, what do you see, sir? What do you see?
Just a moment. Now, apps as suggested, Romantic Carnival.
At the very top,
yes.
What do you see?
Search for apps.
Yes, type or click on that now. I will help you out for getting the cancellation ID of this fraudulent charge. So type over there, A as in Apple, the letter A.
Now what do I do?
Type the letter A as in Apple.
Yep.
N as in Nancy, N.
Yep.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Yes.
D as in David, D.
D. Yes.
Now, do you see any option comes up which says any desk?
It says anything, anyway, and.
Any desk.
A-N-Y-D, any desk. Any desk plug-in ad?
Only,
at the top, yes.
Only any desk. Type only any
yes.
desk, nothing plugging
I've
in.
I've got that. Yep, I've got any desk.
Now, do you see install option on that only any desk install?
Yes, I do. Just a moment.
Yeah. When you see the open, just do let me know.
It's installing at the moment, yes.
Okay, take your time. And you're
yes,
at home or you're outside, sir? You're at home or you're outside?
I'm at home.
You're at home?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you see the open option comes up, do let me know. A server will enrich the ID number.
Oh, just a second. I pressed the wrong bloody button. Go back.
Okay.
Then you just software open.
Yes.
Opened. Policy statement, okay.
Okay. Now what do you see?
KLMS agent.
Yes. Do you see agree and continue, anything like that? Click on the positive option.
Yeah, I read these conditions.
Yes.
Agree.
Yes.
Plugin available, okay.
Cancel. Click on cancel.
I'll cancel that, radio. Thank you. On the tutorial?
Yes, now you need to click on the blinking areas again and again until and unless you see the numbers. Click on the link here, yes.
The blinking area?
Yes, correct.
I've just clicked on it, it's still blinking.
Yeah, again and again you need to do. It will change and you need to do it again and again.
Now it says connection status.
Yes. Click on the blinking. Yes, click on the blinking.
Yeah, and now it's given me a number, 075-294-320, that's me.
Yes, can you back the number slowly first?
275.
Uh-huh.
696.
Uh-huh.
230.
Okay, still blinking? Or the blinking
no,
is
no, gone? No, nothing. Yeah, I've gone back too far. Sorry. I've got to open it up again. Plugin available. Cancel. Yep. Now I've got the AnyDesk, the number, remote address.
And just below the number, do you see any option comes up that says set password?
Yep.
Click on that one. A password has been generated. You need to put the password.
Yes. Now.
After that, little bit go down. You will see an option called permission profile. Permission profiles.
Permissions, yep.
Profiles. Not that one. Permission profiles. It will be a single line.
Permission profile. I'm going down. Enable previous session protocols.
No. You don't have to go down more. It will be a little bit down.
Yeah. Permission profiles. I've got that, yeah.
Now, after that, do you see the third option which says full access?
Permission profiles, default screening, full access, unlimited
access.
Click on the
full access. Yeah, full access. Click on the full access.
Yep.
Now after that you will see a third option which says enable unattended access, a small checkbox. Click on the checkbox.
Right here. Enable unattended access.
Yes.
Is that the one?
Yes, correct. Click on the checkbox.
Well, that means people can get set password.
Yes. Now the password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. It will be eBay.
Just say, this password's 2 weeks, okay.
eBay 7890.
eBay 7890. Now,
7890.
Now, it says your password. This password's 2 weeks. Cancel.
No, type
it. Okay.
Type once again.
I'm with you now. I've done the wrong thing. EBAY 7890.
Click on OK.
7890. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now a security warning will be coming up from the server. You do not have to do anything right now. Do you see security warning comes up?
Security warning, you're about to grant full access of your device. Only accept this request, please.
Okay.
Yep.
Now the password, automatically it will go away. Now, did you type all the eBay in lowercase or did you type in the uppercase as well?
In lowercase.
All lowercase. The password has been changed right now, so you need to change the password right now. Do you see set password once again?
Yep. Right here.
Click on that. Right here.
Right here. Yeah. EBAY?
EBAY. All in lowercase, no uppercase. EBAY.
Yep.
EBAY. 1352.
352, yep.
It will be 1352.
1352. Right, I'll go eBay. I'll go eBay again. EBAY. Right, now, 1352. 1352. Okay.
Yeah. And are you giving any space or anything?
No, nothing.
Okay, click on OK.
It doesn't say okay, it's just closed.
Sorry?
It doesn't say okay, it just went permissions and then...
Did you type down the password over there?
Yeah, I typed in the password.
What did you find out? It's eBay 1352?
Yeah, security. Yeah, security warnings come up.
Start now. Click on start now.
Yep. Just for a while. Yep. Start now. It's going back to permission profile.
Now, do you see the close option? Click on the close.
Close. It just said close. Yep.
Again, click on the close.
Close. Yep. And security. Yep.
Now, in the left-hand side top corner, there will be a back arrow. Click on the back arrow.
Security. Yep, on the top in the red.
Yes,
yep.
Correct.
EBay.
Now, what can you?
Yep.
Now, what can you see?
I can see connection established. eBay security server. Blah blah. Two other numbers is now viewing your desk.
The connection. The security server is congratulations. Now we will help you out to first of all check who are the hackers, what is the IP right now. So go back to your home screen.
Yep, just check. Back to home screen, yep.
Now open up a Google Chrome. Try to open up a Google Chrome.
Google Chrome, yes I have. Yeah, waiting.
Now, as you very top, do you see a search? Click on the search option.
Search option at the very top. Google G search.
Search
your site. Yep, done that.
Click on that one.
Yep.
Now type over there my.
Just say my. Yep.
Then give a space.
Space. Yep.
The number one.
Yep.
What is?
Oh, nothing. Yeah, I'm just writing it down as I go. M. Y.
Can you type from the beginning? Can you try from the beginning?
Yeah, I'm doing that now. M. Y. Space. One. Yep, I've done that. Now we go to two. Now where do I? It's just dropped out.
Okay, type from the beginning. Type M-Y.
M-Y.
Then give space. A space. Yes. Then number one.
Yep.
Then now, do you see any third option? Do you see any third option comes up? This is my IP address location.
My address location, yep. My 1P address.
Yes. Click on that one, correct?
Yep. Yep. My address location.
Now, the first option, what is my IP address location? Click on that one.
What is my IP address location and country? Yes.
No, not
IP
that
address.
No, no.
Oh, sorry.
The what is...
Oh, I've just done it all wrong again.
Open up the Chrome.
I'm doing that again.
Do it slowly. You don't have to hurry up. Just hold.
Don't.
Click on the 1P address location, my 1P address location. Click on that one.
M, Y, space, 1.
First option, click on the first option, my 1P address location, that comes up.
Yep, done that.
Now listen to me. You can see what is my IP address location, find out here, NordVPN, the blue color.
Yeah.
Click on that one.
Well, what is my address location? Find out more VPN?
Yes. Click on that one.
Click on that.
Now, the IP address, yes. Now, let me correct you. The IP address, is that your IP address or not? You can see the IP is 172.193.9.86. That's correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, and at the very right top corner, do you see your status? What is it showing you? It is showing you protected or unprotected right now?
Unprotected.
Yeah, so what is, you can see, sir, that those fraudulent persons are misusing your information and they are trying to use all of your personal identity right now. So we will help you out to block them permanently from your IP address and cancel this fraudulent charges as well, because they are trying to do again and again. So go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen.
Yep.
And open up your email. Check your email first.
Email. Left, we've got 18 there. Emails. Rhea wants to talk to you. I don't know who Rhea is. 30.
Now you need to check. Do you see any suspicious mail came up? Do you see any suspicious?
Rhea wants to talk to you. I don't know who Rhea is. I know that, and Twitter, Jim Burgess from Twitter, don't do Twitter, DeWalt, Agricultural, Basics for Cores, Fox Sports,
okay.
Clear School, Rivers.
Email address,
yeah.
Are you checking the email address? That is gregoryj52@bigpond.com. That's correct?
Yep.
So this is the email address is being compromised by those fraudulent person. You had just told me that you have received a mail from Rhea, anything like that.
Yeah.
So it's unknown to you, that's correct?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. We will help you out to block them as well and help you to secure your email address. Now, what
Thank
do you need
you.
To do? Yeah. Now, go back to your home screen.
Yep.
Now, you need to just check your statement as well, your bank statement. If you see a single dollar transaction, which is unknown, just let me know. We will put a report on that.
I can't do it on my phone.
Where do you do it?
I do it on my computer.
Okay. So not a problem. You don't do anything on your cell phone?
Well, I did around Christmas time.
Okay. So do you know how to do on the cell phone?
No.
Okay, no.
I know how to do it. I know how to bring it up. But
okay.
I can do it.
Okay, not a problem. So first of all, we will help you to connect to the security server with your computer. Then you can check it from there because right now it is not secure. Your internet is not secured, so we have to connect you to the security server first of all. So be in front of your computer first.
Yes, on your private computer.
Now, is that a Windows are you using or it's an Apple?
I'm using, I'm using Windows.
Windows, okay. Do you use Google Chrome?
Yes.
Open up the Google Chrome.
Never find it. Sick. Same classes.
Not a problem.
Google now. I'm not using Google Chrome at the moment, I don't think.
What do you use? Microsoft Edge?
I'm just using Google, yeah. I don't use Google very often, just to do for search. Just a second.
Okay, I've got Google Chrome.
Yeah. Just a moment. Yeah, I was trying to change my bank password number.
Do not do that. Those persons, fraudulent person, get to know about that and they will block each and everything from your side. So that's the reason we can help you out. Do not worry about that. So, did you open up the Google Chrome?
Yes, I have. I've done Google.
Very top search bar where you type something.
Just a moment. Google Chrome wasn't set as my default.
Which browser do you regularly use? Are you using Microsoft Edge or Firefox?
No. What browser? Avast Security.
Avast Security. Open up any of the browser which you use.
Any of the browsers that I use.
Yes.
Just fun. Just a sec, let me get out of that now. And now I'm back to Google.
Yes. Now type on
Google.
Type on the Google www. Dot.
Now sec. Now where are we? www. Dot. Yep.
Anydesk.com, like you did on the cell phone, type over there as well, anydesk.com.
Oh, anydesk.
Dot com.
Anydesk.com, yep.
Yeah. Did you type? Now, press the enter key and what is coming up, let me know.
It says Anydesk download, Anydesk for Mac, Anydesk for Windows.
No, give a click anydesk.com. Just type and search for it. Press the enter key from the keyboard. Press the enter key.
Anydesk, just search where it says ask web search.
Enter key from the keyboard. Do you have the enter key from your keyboard? Press the enter key.
The what?
The enter button.
Yeah. I'll just anydesk.com. I'll just enter it. Yep.
Now what's
up? I'm waiting. Any desktop support now. Any advice? Sign, find anywhere.
Yes. download now. Do you see the download now, the red one just below that?
Yep, in mode. Thank you.
Click on that one.
All platforms, all devices, download
yes.
again.
Yes, click on the download now, the middle
yep.
one.
Oh, yeah, download. It skips all platforms, all devices.
Yeah, now do you see any file came up on the left down bottom corner or
no,
on the right?
It just keeps coming up. Download again.
Yes.
Yeah, go in the middle. Yeah.
Listen to me carefully. Now,
yeah.
after giving the click on the download again, you will get to see a file will come up. Where the file is coming, on the left down bottom or on the right top corner? Just look. This is anydex.txt.
No, it's not coming up anywhere at all. No file, no, like, I normally have files, where the normal files are.
How do you download, where the download goes? The file?
I have no idea.
Okay. Do you see at the right top corner, there are three dots?
Yeah.
Click on the three dots.
Yeah.
Now, what are the options comes up?
Downloads, bookmarks, history, new windows, incognito.
Click on download.
Yep, I've done that.
Now, what do you see?
I've got any desk, three times.
Yes, click on the any one of them, anydex.exe, any one of them. Click on that one.
I just click on it. It says show in any folder.
No, that one. Give a click on anydex.exe, not that one.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, it's downloaded by the looks of it.
Now what do you
see? Show in folder. Any desk. I've got any desk up four, one, two, three, four times now. I was using the top one. Now I see it down below. Anydesk.com. Click on that. Bring it up. Open. Opened.
Okay, just hold. What exactly you can see? Tell me.
I'm waiting. Rightio. It's showing my address is 434-904-472.
Slowly,
what is any desk?
Slowly. Tell me the number.
434-904-472.
Okay. And now, right next to that number, there will be a lock symbol. Do you see a lock symbol right next
yes,
to that number? Click
yes.
on that lock.
Click on it.
Now the password has been generated. Type the password all in lowercase, no uppercase. It will be eBay.
Yep. Yes.
1352.
1352. Yes.
Yes. Confirm it. Type it once again.
F. D. Oh shit. What's wrong? E-B-A-Y.
All in lowercase, no uppercase.
Yeah.
Remember?
352. Yep.
Yes.
I've done that.
Apply.
Apply. Apply doesn't come up. This is cancel. I mean, it says submission. No. I press on it all I like. It does not show. Underneath it, it says permission profile, unattended access.
Yes,
don't know what that means.
And do you see apply doesn't come up? Try to click on apply.
Let me start again.
Yes.
I might have fucked up there. Right again. eBay.
eBay 1352.
Why? One. Come on, you rotten computer. It's my computer.
Not a problem. Have a lovely time, sir.
Yeah, I. My computer, it does 1, 3, 4, eBay. Go there. Go back one. Y. 1, 3, 5, 2. eBay. That's it. That's in the wrong place. It doesn't matter.
Apply doesn't come up.
Just a sec. 3, 5, 2, yes. Apply.
Yeah, click on apply.
I've done that.
Now, again, permission. Sir, if you like on the cell phone, you will receive a security warning on the computer as well from the security server. Now,
it's
do not do
security.
Anything. Now, do
no,
not
I don't want to. You there? You there?
Server, yes, I am on the line. Just hold for a moment. Just hold. Now, do you see any option comes up which says allow? Click on the allow option.
Allow access. Allow access. That's Windows Defender Firewall.
Yes, click on that one.
Yep. I'll click on it.
On the left top corner, there will be an option which says new session. On the very left top corner, new session.
Yeah. It says on settings.
New session. New session.
New session. New session. Now, any desk, the top left, I'm looking at the top left. About any desk, my account, wake printer, connection audio.
On the very top corner, very top. Very top.
New session. Got it.
Do you see orange box install any desk? Click on that install any desk.
Install any. Oh, I do that now?
Yes. Click on that one.
I've done that. Installation
done. Then click on accept and install.
Yep.
Click on yes.
I did. And now, do you want to allow this app to make changes to your device?
Click on yes.
I'm doing that. Yep, I've done that. Now I'm back to, it's installing now.
Yes.
It's installing.
From the server, you will get to see an option which says...
Oh, I don't know what it's doing now.
Install or don't install, click on install.
Yep, don't install?
Yes.
I thought you'd want me to install it. I'll click on done.
That is another thing. Click on don't install.
Don't install. Right, yeah, I've done that.
Now you need to simply log into your account and check your statement. Just check it. Now you're successfully connected to the secure server. Now check your statement.
Yeah. My bank statement.
Yes. Check it.
Just a moment. There I am.
Take your time.
I live in a very isolated area.
Not a problem. Take your lovely time. That is the reason those fraudulent persons have tried to get your information.
Yeah. Log in.
When you're into your account, do let me know.
Yep. It shouldn't be too long now. There it is. Yep, I'm up. Now I'll go to my statement. Is that it? You want me to go to statement? Hello?
Yes. Check your statement.
Checking statement?
Yes.
Everyday basics?
Yes.
Yeah?
And apart from, if you have any other bank account as well, check that as well.
Transaction history. Remember that? Last 7 days. Just a moment. Come on, computer. Find transactions. Now, I've just got one from the 12th. I've got a Visa purchase, Turkey Beach. That's online.
Are you checking the Suncorp account?
The what?
The Suncorp bank account?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes. Apart from Suncorp, if you have any other account, can you check that as well?
No, I don't have any other account but Suncorp.
Okay. Apart from Suncorp, you don't have any other
accounts. I've got two accounts at Suncorp.
Okay.
And both are right. Just a second, I'm going back to that account.
Okay. Because right now, the Suncorp account is being tried to use. Your Everyday Basics account is being tried to use. That ends with 835.
835? Yeah, that's the one they're trying to use, yeah.
Yes, that's the account is being compromised by those fraudulent persons, okay?
Yeah.
So can you get back to your cell phone? Leave your computer as it is.
Can I go back to where?
Okay. Now, right now, I do believe you have got a debit card from your Suncorp account. That's correct?
Just a sec. A debit card?
Yes, from your Suncorp account.
Just a sec. I'm going back to my account.
A physical debit card. Do you have a physical debit card?
Yes.
You need to be handy with the debit card. And do you have any driver's license?
No.
You don't have any driver's license?
I'm keep losing you.
Okay. Right now, do you have any driver's license?
No.
Okay. Do you have any Medicare card?
Yes.
Okay. So right now, we will help you out to block those fraudulent persons because they have tried to misuse another thing. You need to be handy with your debit card and a proof like a Medicare card, first of all. So be handy with the both cards.
So what do you want me to do?
You need to be in front of your cell phone.
Yeah, I am now, but it's black screen. Just press the button. It'll come back. Yes, I'm in front of me. Yep.
Now just hold for a moment. Let me check which application they have tried to use and tried to do this kinds of stuff.
Radio, thank you.
Okay. Now we have just got the information, sir, that they have tried to use the application which says Zip. Did you ever use Zip on your cell phone?
No. I don't know if I've even got it. I'll have a look on my cell phone.
Yes, look.
Like silly person, get glasses on so you can see where the circles zip in the net.
No, so you didn't do Zip. Okay, so for the Zip right now, we will help you out to block those persons. They are trying to make a purchase from your Zip account. Okay, so could you please tell me, do you remember your Suncorp ID and password? Because it will be needed on your Zip. Do you remember it?
ID and password.
I will help you out if you do not. Now open up the Play Store from your cell phone.
Open up the Play Store again. I hit the wrong one.
Now at the very top, do you see the search bar? Type over there.
Yep.
Zip.
Yep.
Z-I-P. Zip.
What do you want me to type in?
Zip. Z-I-P. Zip.
Z-I-P.
Zip pay. Click on the Zip Pay. Click on the Zip.
I'll click on. Just a sec. It's Z-I-P. It's come up with all sorts of stuff.
Click on the Zip Pay. Do you see any options below? Comes up with
Zip Pay. Yep.
Click on that one.
Yep.
Now, do you see the fourth option which says Zip? The fourth one.
It says Eubank Revolve. You know, Zip Shop now. Pay later.
Yes. Give a click on the Zip. Correct.
All right. Click on that.
Now, do you see the install?
What's it doing? Pending.
Now you will see an option called open. When you see open, just do let me know, okay?
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. I'm waiting. It's installing.
Yes. Not a problem. Right now, we will help you to block those fraudulent persons from your Zip account. They are trying to use it.
I don't remember ever having a Zip account.
You are not having, sir. They are using it, using your identity right now.
Oh, all right.
That's the reason.
Oh, thank you very much.
Not a problem. I will help you out to block them permanently.
Yep. Yeah, now I'm still waiting. Installing.
Not a problem. Take your lovely time.
Yeah. My phone keeps wanting to turn off. you get that.
And do you use I get that. But could you please tell me, do you use any kind of credit card?
No.
No. You have only a debit card from your Suncorp Bank. That's correct?
Yep. That's me. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Now, did you see the open option came up?
It's not. It's still saying installing.
Your phone is a bit slow. That's the reason it is coming, not coming up. Not
yep.
a problem taking
yep.
up the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Open.
Click on open.
I click on open.
Now do not
now,
do anything. Do not do anything. The server gonna help you out right now.
Yeah. It says sign and log up. Log in, yeah. Oh yeah, whatever it's doing it. Yep, start with zip and by choosing an account. Sign up now.
Now it will be showing you, it is asking for your phone number. Do you see an option which says sign up? Click on sign up.
Yeah, that's my mobile, yeah.
Sign up.
Do you want me to put my mobile in there?
Yes, put your mobile.
I've got to find it first.
Okay,
I'm
telling your mobile number, just close. Okay, now it will be automatically comes up. Just leave your phone as it is. The mobile number will be coming up automatically.
Well, you can do that. You guys can do stuff that I can't do. Yeah. 0412981329. Yep.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
press
correct.
Send code.
Yes, click on send code. Now, do not do anything. The server going to automatically verify the code right now.
Yep. Now it come up as messenger. Yep. Now 62 code.
Yes.
6 3 6 3 2 1.
Yeah, it will automatically verify it.
Yep. Right, yeah. Page your own pace.
Now you need to put your information correctly over there. Put it over there correctly. Do it slowly.
Legal.
Yes.
My first name.
Yes, yes, correct.
G. Oh, stuff that up. E G O Y.
If there's any kind of problem, let me know.
Yeah, I'm going all right.
Okay.
Yes. Email address.
Yes, put that.
Where do you find that? Yep. Residential address.
Correct. Put it. Your email address is something wrong. Just hold for a moment.
Yep, I'm holding.
Yeah. Now put your residential address.
Yep. Where are we?
After typing it, you need to select it. After typing, if you see your address comes up, you need to select it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, type. Keep typing. Keep Keep typing then.
I am. I just, yes. Send a mile.
First, you need to put your residential address correctly. Put your residential address.
Well, I can. Yeah, Brody, I'll get back to there. Get back to there. Brazil and China, no. Oh, it won't go away. Yeah. Now, space. You. Sticky Beach, Queensland, that's me. Yeah, mail. Done that. Mail. Date of birth.
Yes, put it.
3-0-0-3. Yep. That's it.
Now, are you done? Now, just hold. Now, the information that will be needed that will block your bank right now from the Zip Pay. So, type the name of the bank, Suncorp. Type Suncorp. S-U-N.
S-U-N-C.
Now, do you see Suncorp Bank comes up? Click on the Suncorp Bank.
Yep, Suncorp. No, I don't see it come up.
Just hold. It will automatic. Now, you remember your customer ID and the password?
I know it. I don't remember it, but it's all numbers. Right here. Customer ID.
Yes, put your customer ID whenever you log.
3-3-2-6-6-4-3-7-4. Yep.
Now you need to put the password as well.
Password.
Yes.
Oh. All right, it's there. Yep. Token, if you have a security code, what's it doing?
Did you type down the password correct?
Yep.
Okay, just hold.
I got a little thing at the bottom going dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun across, like it's verifying. It's verifying. Continue. Connect to bank.
Yeah, click on continue.
Continue.
Yeah, click on continue. Now, you don't have any driver's license, that's correct?
No.
You don't have any driver's license?
No.
So, you have a Medicare card right
now? Yes.
Yes. You need to, as per the Medicare card, you need to put the information.
Rightio. Now, Medicare card. Where's the number? I just need the number, don't I? Number.
Do you have any middle name on your Medicare card? Do you have a middle name?
Yeah. I.
Put the middle name. Put that.
So I've got things coming up here. Middle name. Oh. Today.
Put your middle name.
Last legal name, got Medicare card number.
Yes, put your Medicare card number.
Oh. Just a sec, I'm going down. Medicare card number. Coming up. Oh. 1217.
Put your card number.
2. That's wrong. Seven space.
Do not give any space. Do not give any space. Type in a single. Do not give any space.
No, right then. No, right then. 3-0-6-1-3-0-6-6-1-2. Done.
Done. Just hold. Now, what is the reference number?
I haven't got a reference number. Valid 2.
Now, there is a, on the card, there is a reference number. Do you see a single digit number?
Yes, the two.
Two.
Two. Yep.
Now, type the validity.
That was two.
It will be 2010. What is the year?
09. I can't see what I'm doing. 09. Yeah. 09. 09/2027. /2027. /2027. That's right.
Right. Now just hold. Now you have the card info right now. You need to be handy with your Suncorp debit card.
Just one.
Yeah.
Right, I've got that in front of me now. Card number. Card name holder.
First name. First the name.
Yep. T-R-E-T-O-R-Y. Space A space BBA Jimenez, yep. Or should my last name be I haven't, it's in lowercase at the start of my last name, I think, the difference for it.
Not a problem.
Now put, Radio.
Now put the card number over there, it is asking
for that. Yeah, I'm going to do that now. Space.
Do not give any space, just type.
I don't have any space, Radio, no worries.
Then type the expiry.
Expiry. 02/02/02. It hasn't got a slash on it. Oh, yes, it has. Just a second. Oh, yeah. That's all right. 02/02/06. Six. Yep. You want me to the CCV?
Yes, CVV. The back of the card. There will be two.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to get rid of that again for a sec. Says continue.
Just hold. It will automatically come. So.
All right. Oh, it is doing it now. Yeah.
Okay.
Do I accept all the stuff that it says?
No, the server going to automatically help you out right now.
Yep.
Now the server going to automatically. Now you do not have to do anything. Just hold for a moment.
Now, it says set your password.
Just hold for a moment.
Yep. It's doing it automatically.
Yes, the server is going to automatically set you the password.
The password is automatically.
Do not touch your phone.
I'm not touching anything. The password's been updated. Sign in.
Yes, just hold for a moment.
The phone's just doing what the phone's doing.
Now put your email address.
Just a moment. Email address.
Yes. Do not have to put total. Just hold.
Yes.
It is automatically coming up. Yes.
Yeah. Will the password automatically come up?
Yeah, just.
Password, yep, automatically came up, yep.
Now do not do anything. You don't have to touch the phone right now. The server going to help you out.
Yep. Does it have a verification code?
Yeah, just hold for a moment. It will come up automatically. Do not touch your phone.
No, I'm not. Yeah, whatever it's doing. Yep. It's giving the verification code.
Yes, it will automatically take.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Now just hold for a moment.
Yep.
Now, what we are going to do, the purchase has been made for gift card purchase, okay? So, we are going to block every purchase one by one, okay? We have to do a single limit, okay? Yes. So, let me check the amount, what are the amounts they are trying to make that.
Yeah. My phone's getting hot. It's running out of power. Gotta plug it in. Welcome back, password.
Not a problem, the server is going to help you out automatically.
Yeah, it's just automatically doing things, yeah. I'm getting out of sun call.
It will automatically coming up now. Just hold on. The server can help you block the purchase.
You're doing very well. You're doing better than I can.
Anyone using the computer right now?
Just me.
Okay. Not a problem. You can be in front of the computer. We will try to block the purchases every time. Now, we have just got the information that they have tried to use the gift card of Woolworth. Do you know anything about Woolworth gift card?
No.
Okay. So, we will try to block each and every gift card one by one. Okay. So, because they have tried to purchase a Woolworth gift card for $350.
Yeah.
So we will help, first of all, block the $350 V Woolworth gift card, okay, from the server. You can see automatically the server is blocking it.
Yeah, it just says Woolworth gift card has come up. Another gift card came up before that.
Yes, not the problem.
Yeah.
The server going to help you out. Do not touch it. Do not touch your phone.
I'm not touching my phone.
Okay. Now the server going to help you out automatically.
Yeah, it keeps coming up. Woolworth gift card.
Okay, now just...
Hello. Oh, that's hot. That is hot. Hot, hot. You're underneath it.
Okay, just hold.
Long last, I can't see that in between.
Yes, you can see. Right now, we will try to first block the $350 gift card from the server. Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, just hold for a moment. It will coming up. Do not touch the cell phone right now.
No, I'm not touching anything.
Yes. Now, let's see if it's blocked or not.
Yeah, it says $350. Keep that.
Are you touching the cell phone, sir?
Yes, I'm in front of it.
No, do not touch it.
I'm not touching anything. It just keeps coming doing the same thing.
Okay,
over and over again. Now it says 300. Cancel, yep. Now I've gone back to, looks like, close all. I've got close all.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me check your account is being correct or not. Okay, while the time, what you need to do, just be in front of the computer.
Check. Nothing at the moment. Blank screen.
Log into your Suncorp account on the computer. Log into your Suncorp account.
Yep, just a moment. Checking glasses. Yes, I've logged in.
Now, what you need to do, on which account your debit card is attached with? It is attached with the 835 or it is attached with the 518?
I hardly use 518. I use 835 all the time. You there?
Sorry? With the debit card, which account is being debited? From which account?
That I use every day?
Yes.
Is 835.
835, okay. So can you, what you need to do, you need to simply transfer all the funds, whichever is remaining fund, to your 835 account. Transfer that. Do you know how to do that?
No. I've got a small amount of money in 518.
Yes. Yes, not a problem. Transferred all amount to that 835 account. Do you know how to
transfer all? Transaction, my account, transfer money. Yep, there we go.
Click on transfer money. Click on that one.
Yep. Now, this number.
If you want, the server going to help you out.
Yeah. Now. Transfer money, international frequent transfer, internal account, pay anyone outside.
Okay.
Amazon Secure is going all over the place.
No.
Transfer between your account.
Do not touch yourself, computer. This is how we're going to help you out to transfer.
You're going
to
do it automatically, are you?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're not a problem.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And right now,
keep going.
I'm asking you one thing. Tomorrow, could you please tell me at what time you will be free so that I can arrange a call back for you?
Tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Wednesday. Tuesday. I can't. Everything's going automatically. 9 o'clock in the morning, do you? I'll be here.
Okay.
You're doing all this at your end, aren't you? I tried to move my mouth before and it just didn't work.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me check. Maine customer acha raha hai. Okay, just hold for a moment.
Yep, I'm holding. Mm-hmm. That's all happened, yep. You've transferred all the money out.
Yes. Now, on the cell phone, you can see your Zip account is being locked. You can see that?
Sick. Locked, yep.
And did you ever use Afterpay?
Yes.
Okay, can you log into your Afterpay?
I don't know. Log into Afterpay. I don't know how to log into Afterpay. I've never logged in.
Okay. You've never done Afterpay?
I've done Afterpay about 2 years ago.
Okay. Could you please tell me, what is the tomorrow time will be, you will be free at tomorrow? What will be the time, good time?
About 9, any time between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. You there?
Yes. Tell me the time, sir. Tell me the time.
9 o'clock. 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Okay. So yes. Not a problem. If a call, just hold for a moment. Now, what I'm providing you a number, okay? I'm providing you a number right now, okay?
Yes.
What you need to do, you need to simply call in this number, and you need to just tell them, then. You need to just simply tell them that you. I need to unblock my account. I need to unblock my Zip account. Right now you can see your Zip account is being blocked. Just simply tell them I want to purchase something from online. It's immediate. So could you please unblock my account?
Yeah, just a second. I had a number that came up and now it's disappeared.
Yes.
612-282-282-94.
No, you don't have to note down that number. It will take some time because they will first of all put you on hold. Their recording message will come up, okay? So you need to be patient. You need to just talk to them, okay? And when you are done, I will be calling you back, okay? So I'm just simply hanging up this call right now. Okay?
Yeah.
And I will be calling you back within 10 minutes.
Right, yeah. So you want me to call that number that came up? You want me to call that number that came up? No. Call it.
Na bola.
Hello. I don't know. I'm lost. Are you there?
Yes, just hold for a moment. I'm providing you the number right now.
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. Now be in by.
You there?
Yes, I'm on the line. Just hold for a moment, okay? And you need
Thank
to
you.
Leave your computer as it is. And you need to, can you have a glass of water. I'm putting you on hold for some time because I will need to talk with my manager. So I'm putting you on hold, okay? So just, you can have a glass of water. You have put me on speaker. If I need you, I will give you a call. Just tell you, sir, please come, okay?
Yep, go away. Thank you.
Yes, and keep your computer as it is. I'm putting you on hold, okay?
Yep, that's still on phone call. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm getting a big water.
Hello. Okay. Can you hear me, sir?
Hello. Yep.
Yes. Now, you need to simply remember my name. My name is Alex Williams, sir, okay? I will be giving you a call back within 1 hour, okay?
What's your name?
Alex Williams. Alex William. Yes.
Yep, no worries.
And do not do anything from the computer or from the cell phone. Leave that both the devices as it is. Do not check anything on your internet or some anything. Do not.
No. Won't do anything.
Yes. So right now we will provide you the security, and within 1 hour I will be giving you a call back. Okay.
Got it.
That will.
I won't even hang up. Thank you.
Yes.
Yep. Now. Phones have another straight down.
I'm hanging up the call right now, sir. I'm calling you back within 1 hour, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.